Sanford Bishop, the 2nd Congressional District of Georgia.
Here with Farm Broadcaster today in Washington, D.C., and appreciate you showing up and visiting with us a little bit and introducing yourself to other farm broadcasters around the nation. Before we get started there, talk to our folks back home a little bit and tell us what's going on with the budgeting and the omnibus budget and the cutbacks in the USDA proposed and all those kind of things going on.
Well, I expect that on tomorrow the House will adopt the omnibus bill for the FY17 fiscal year. We are probably a number of months late. It should have been done prior to October 1st, which is the beginning of the fiscal year. But of course, better late than never. And of course, it will be a bill that will probably be overwhelmingly supported. We had worked very hard to get some matters in that included in that appropriations bill that would be of great benefit to the ag community, particularly in Georgia, and the cotton industry. With regard to the cotton oilseed considerations, we weren't able to get that in. We got it in. It was pulled out at the last minute. But we're going to continue to work on it. Peanuts are going to be important. They're obviously important to us in Georgia. We produce more than any place else in the country. And, of course, we're going to be working for all of the commodities as we look forward to the farm bill. I know that people are anxious to get the farm bill done. They want stability. They want to be able to plan. Lenders want to be able to plan. And, of course, obviously farmers want to be able to make their projections. And, of course, when we get a farm bill, that's a blueprint, and it allows them to have that kind of expectation and consistency in what to expect. So we're going to be working very hard to make that happen. Hopefully we'll get a farm bill at least started this year or by next year. And, of course, that, I think, will bring a lot of relief to our rural and our agricultural communities. One of the things that I'm particularly focused on is rural development. Rural America has been left behind in so many ways, rural broadband, rural housing, and the rural economic development. There's so many, and infrastructure. And we want to focus this year, and as you may or may not be aware, I'm the ranking member of the Agriculture Subcommittee of Appropriations, and we want to work very, very hard on trying to bring some kind of attention and some kind of relief to the neglect that I believe that rural America has experienced over the past few years. And, of course, the expansion of broadband will be a big thing. It could help with distance learning, with education. It could help with health care, with telemedicine, to help make sure that any American, wherever they live, regardless of the zip code, will have the same opportunities that any other American anyplace else will have to realize their full potential and have a better quality of life.
Well, you know, you got some good heavy lifting help this year with Sonny Perdue coming into the Department of Agriculture, and I spoke with him yesterday and had some interesting comments about peanuts. And Tyron Spearman sent us a question up for him about the peanuts going into China, and was there any risk in the Chinese market? He seems to be pretty comfortable. Everything's pretty safe there for our market. That's a good market for us.
Well, let me just say that we've got a great ally, I think, in having Secretary Perdue. I've known him for many, many years. We served together in the state Senate. I worked with him as a member of Congress when he was governor, and I think that he will make an excellent Secretary of Agriculture. He's a veterinarian. He grew up in rural Georgia. He's a grain person. He's been involved in agribusiness. He's an executive. And I think he understands southeastern agriculture better than probably any other Secretary of Agriculture that we've had in a long, long time. And I think that in terms of his background, his experience, and his sensitivities, and I believe that his inclination is to really work with us to try to make rural America realize its potential. And, of course, his technical knowledge in terms of our agricultural, agribusiness needs in terms of domestically and export-wise, I think is going to take us a long way and will help, I think, to make sure that American agriculture and American farmers continue to produce the highest quality, the safest, the most abundant, the most economical food and fiber anywhere in the world.
You know, when you look at that, and it kind of changes gears a little bit, but you look at the diversification going on in southeast and southwest Georgia and the whole deep southeast region, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama as a whole, it's pretty phenomenal to see these high-value crops moving in, some of the new generation farmers looking for other ways to diversify on smaller portions of acreage and that kind of thing. But it's really changing the picture, isn't it? And I guess the growers are having to acclimate to new ways of agriculture at the same time.
Yes, and we have to make sure that when we do the farm bill and when we set our national agriculture policies, that they are flexible enough to accommodate that. One of the problems that we've had in the past is that southeastern agriculture had such a broad portfolio that a cookie-cutter kind of agriculture policy didn't work effectively for the southeast. And so it's been a constant struggle to make sure that the Department of Agriculture and the Secretary and all of the ag policymakers understood that southeastern agriculture is a little bit different from Midwest agriculture. And, of course, this diversification is increasing. And, of course, having a secretary like Secretary Perdue, who is sensitive to that, I think is going to take us a long way.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. A young lady from the Midwest told me last night, I want to come down to your region and see some diversified ag. She says, I've just got five commodities in my region, and it kind of gets boring sometimes. But
yes.
I can relate to that. It's a highly diversified region, and I think we saw that in NAFTA with the South Florida vegetable growers. The winter guys got thrown in with the whole nation, and it's decimated the winter vegetable industry. What, do you have any comments about NAFTA and the potential to tweak that thing?
Well, one of the things, we obviously produce a lot more agricultural products than we can consume here. So it's absolutely necessary for our farmers, for their success and their bottom line, to be able to sell it outside the borders of the United States. So we've got to have a trade policy that facilitates that, that is fair and balanced, and continues to help American farmers be prosperous enough to continue doing what they do.
What did I not ask that I should be asking? The grill in the room, did I miss anything major that's on your mind for your farmers back home?
No, but overall, we just want to make sure that we have good, sound agriculture policy that works for our producers. You know, in Georgia, we're number one in peanuts. We're number one in poultry. We're number one in blueberries. And we got to continue to make sure that we have the research, that we have the support, and we have the workers. The guest worker program is an issue that's a great concern, particularly in our area, and because we want to make sure that we have policies in place across the board that will enhance the ability of our ag producers to do what they do so well.
Congressman Sanford Bishop, I sure appreciate your visit with AgNet Media this week. Appreciate you much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.